You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns fans, there's only one site to get the latest Cleveland Browns combine news and photos and videos straight from the source. That's us. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. Go now. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. And to give you a little preview, we are going to be in Indianapolis with this show from Lucas Oil Stadium on Thursday and Friday. Eric Metcalf, former Browns great, is going to be joining me on site there in Indianapolis. So,
Eric, I want to tell you, one of the great days covering the Browns was an Eric Metcalf day where the Browns appeared to be on the verge of losing to the Steelers. And I don't think Bill Cowher had beaten the Browns yet as the head coach of the Steelers.
Okay.
And Metcalf returned a kick for a touchdown. But still the Browns were losing. It was a 4 o'clock game. And so it was deep into the afternoon. And it was late in the game. And it looked like Cowher was going to squeeze it out. And I'll be a son of a gun, Metcalf took another one back. And the great Nev Chandler had a great call on it. I mean, it was unbelievable what Metcalf was able to do.
Yeah, he's, I mean, exciting guy, and we're going to incorporate him a lot into the stuff we're doing here, not only on the radio show this week, but you'll also see some video pieces with him and yours truly that we're going to do from Indianapolis as well. I'm actually going to be there tomorrow. I'm going to broadcast from a studio there. You're going to be here in Berea, so I get another day to work with you, which is always a blast as well. And we want to hear from you, by the way, 216-578-0850. Call us up. We've got Carly McCord tweeting about the show, so check out our Twitter page. It's at Browns_daily, and you can tweet us there as well. And we've got Jason Gibbs producing today. How about Josh in Kent? Josh, what do you got?
How's it going, fellas?
Good, Josh. How are you?
Good. What I wanted to talk about is the possibility of the Browns showing interest in Jarius Byrd, because coaches already had him in Buffalo, and he plays free safety, which is Gibson's position. And I think he'd be a perfect complement for T.J. Ward if you brought him back with the tag. And then that way you could sign maybe a second-tier sort of corner to play opposite Joe Hayden, and you'd be talking about a formidable secondary for the Browns.
Byrd's a great player. You're right. He was a little bit unhappy, wasn't he, at the beginning of the year last year in Buffalo, Vic? There was a point where, you know, he wasn't pleased. But, boy, once he got back in there, he was also nicked up a little bit.
He was hurt, but incredibly instinctive.
Incredible player. You're right. Yeah, very, very good. I think he suffers a little bit of feeling like he's isolated up there in Buffalo and would like to play – in a bigger area, in bigger games. There's no question about it. And he's at that point in his career maybe where he can make that choice.
I mean, I wouldn't rule out Patton being a selling point to him possibly. I don't know what kind of relationship they formed in 1 year. Mm-hmm. And honestly, he wasn't on the field through large portions
right,
of that year.
Yeah.
So how much time did Mike Patton really get to work with him?
I'm trying to remember. I don't know that he played against us.
He didn't.
Yeah.
No. So that was something big that was missing from that Buffalo defense for sure. But nonetheless, what happens with it, there will be an interesting game of dominoes at the safety position, because if Byrd leaves Buffalo, so what do the Bills do? Do they turn around and have an interest in a T.J. Ward?
Yeah.
Do they turn around and have an interest in somebody else? Because the safety sweepstakes is gonna heat up a little bit, I think, because of that. All right, your partner in the radio booth, the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns radio network booth, is going to join us in a little bit.
Great.
We've got to hear from Doug Deacon. He'll join us on the line. So we want to get that going and hear his thoughts. We haven't talked with Doug about the whole Joe Banner, Michael Lombardi thing. Mm-hmm. He's got to weigh in on that. And
he'll give us a good read on Alex Mack.
And he will give us a great read.
That's going to be a good read on Alex Mack.
Yeah, what the investment should be, or in terms of making that investment, how important is he? And also explaining Mack's role, as I understand it, again, in this outside zone running that you're going to hear a lot about this, Kyle Shanahan's offense. All of that ahead. And Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.